You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media and Connecting Industry. I'm Kieran Moran. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Maya Barnett, Project Director of the Liverpool Range Wind Farm for Tilt Renewables. Having worked in the renewables industry since 2002, Maya has experience in the end-to-end development of renewable projects, from initial site investigation and new technologies and acquisition opportunities, through to asset management and operations. In a current role, Maya leads the development of the large-scale Liverpool Range Wind Farm, which involves the coordination of a multifaceted team to deliver the strategic objectives for the business and advance the projects through to financial close. Welcome, Maya, to the program.
Thank you, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and it's great to have you on. And as we said in the introduction there, you've been working in the renewable sector since 2002, which is quite a long time in respect to Australia and the renewable energy sector. Now, of course, with wind farms and so forth, they have been around in the country for quite a while. They're getting very popular now with the change of climate, I suppose, and no pun intended there, in relation to renewable energies within the country. But first off, let's start off with yourself. Before Tilt Renewables, you were with Pacific Hydro for nearly 17 years, from what I can see. How did you get into the industry?
So I actually got into the industry straight from university. I studied a Bachelor of Engineering and Bachelor of Science, and I got my first role at Pacific Hydro doing, as it turns out, a bit of project development, looking after monitoring stations, some engineering work, designing wind farms. So a pretty exciting role for a graduate engineer. And then really, I just sort of moved around the industry, I suppose, after that 20 years doing different roles, anything from development, GIS work, through to operations and asset management. So I've really had sort of a great experience and exposure to that sort of end-to-end greenfield sort of first site identification all the way through to operating an asset at the end.
So did you just happen to actually fall into renewable energy, you saw a job and you applied, or was that something that you were actually aiming for to move into the renewable sector?
So I had done, I think there was one renewable subject at university that I'd done, and then the role became available. As you can imagine, there wasn't too many roles in the industry back then, so I was very lucky to be able to secure that role. And I've always had sort of a bit of a love for renewables, and I think that passion's really just grown over the years.
And over those years, so now we're, well, you know, from what I can see, around about 2002, you started working with Pacific Hydro. We're now in 2022, so 20 years. How have you seen, and again, I'll say the climate in that respect, but the climate in relation to the sector, have you seen that change over that time and also be more accepted? I suppose you're at the front line.
Yeah, definitely. In all my years of working in renewables, I think this is probably one of the most exciting times now. I think the transition is happening. I think that there's a lot of support out there for renewables. And I think that, you know, for as long as I can remember, we've got this great situation now. We've got federal support, state support. We've got a real need to transition to renewables. We've got energy storage coming online. And I think it's just a great industry to be in, and it's wonderful to see this industry grow. It's been growing so much, not just from land-based renewables, but we've got storage. We've seen a lot of resource companies getting into renewables. We're also seeing a lot of offshore wind activity as well, and so we're seeing a lot of people from other industries transition to renewables, and I think it's a really exciting time for us.
What about the general public? I can imagine when you were talking about this, you know, even 10 years ago with some people who are not in the sector, who don't understand it. Have you seen that change at all? What did you maybe confront 10 years ago or 15 years ago in relation to it? And of course, fossil fuels is what we've been using a lot for energy. And the pun there, I suppose, is fossil. And that's where it's ending up in the end. Have you seen the public's attitude change, you know, even with your friends that you might have been having a discussion with?
Yeah, I think certainly a lot more acceptance. I think in the early days, it was a little bit of fear of the unknown, but there are a lot more projects out there now. I think there's an onus now on the industry, and certainly I think we're doing a lot more around benefit sharing and making sure that communities really benefit from these projects and the infrastructure that's going in. I think we're a lot more of a mature industry now. We're quite coordinated. Clean Energy Council does a lot of great work there as well. And I think the community acceptance now and really the need for it is a lot more well understood than it was probably 10, 15 years ago.
Okay, we're speaking to Maya Barnett. She's a project director with Tilt Renewables and for the Liverpool Range Wind Farm. And of course, we're talking to Maya in relation to she'll be presenting at the online Connecting Renewable Energy Conference New South Wales on October 27. So, okay then, you're now, as I just said, project director at Tilt Renewables, and they're one of the biggest groups out there. They are owned by another organisation, part of a consortium, Powering Australian Renewables, which are a very large group. How did you end up getting in with Tilt Renewables?
Yeah, so I started with Tilt back in January 2020 as the development portfolio manager. In that role, I really looked after the development portfolio of projects and coordinated all those different work streams to advance those projects through to financial close. Prior to that, I sort of held a number of roles sort of in Pacific Hydro, but I felt like it was time to make a little bit of a transition out, and I was really excited by what Tilt were doing in the industry. And so I really took that role as development portfolio manager. And then earlier this year, my current role as project director came about from a decision to create a team of people within Tilt that were going to be dedicated to the Liverpool Range Wind Farm project. And that's because it's quite a large, complex project and very important to our company and our investors. So it was decided to set up this dedicated project team. And it was a fairly natural transition for me to move across from that development management role into the project director role.
So the Liverpool Range Wind Farm project is located approximately 130 kilometres east of Dubbo, and it's also part of the Central West Orana Renewable Energy Zone. So before we get onto the actual project, the Central West Orana Renewable Energy Zone, that's an exciting whole area that's been developed there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So the state government has set up EnergyCo and they are responsible for setting up these renewable energy zones. So they are designed to make an easier transition to renewables by supporting and developing project infrastructure, namely transmission lines and substations, to allow these projects to connect. So the Central West Orana zone is what Liverpool Range Wind Farm is in, is one of the first zones being developed. And basically what that will involve is a tender process, an access tender process, where a number of developers like ourselves will put our tender application together, making sure that we respond to all the merit criteria that the government has as part of those tender guidelines. The RES itself is targeting to kick off construction sort of mid-2024, and we're looking to align our project with the construction of that RES.
And it is very important as well, isn't it? Like we've had a few issues over the last few years and with government regulations, legislation more to that point, in relation to being able to connect to the grid, especially for wind farms and solar farms and so forth. And it's a whole new area that a lot of people do talk about, and it's been complicated, especially for a lot of politicians to understand. Have you seen that move to be able to support projects like yourself over the last few years?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that this RES, I mean, it's fantastic that the government is looking to put in place new infrastructure to support these renewable assets, because obviously, you know, that grid was really built a long time ago for, you know, coal assets that were sort of centrally located. Now we have sort of a lot of renewable assets located regionally, so it's really important to be able to build and connect those assets to the network. I think what's been really great to see with what Energy Co are doing is really when we talk our projects, we sort of see them a little bit in a silo. We look at our projects and the approvals and what we need to do to connect our individual projects. But what they're trying to do is acknowledge that, well, you know what, there's a lot of projects here. We need to collaborate as a group with not just industry, but also government and all those different, and community and all those different areas, so that we can have a much more coordinated approach to developing renewables and getting that generation into the network.
Okay, so let's get on to the Liverpool Range Wind Farm. Of course, as I've mentioned, Tilt Renewables, and that's who Maya does work for. She's a project director of the Liverpool Range Wind Farm. I'm going to start off at a big question. What does it take to do something like this?
Well, I think the thing about Liverpool Range is that it is quite a large, complex renewables project. I think that it's a lot of coordination, absolutely. We have a lot of different work streams working in parallel to deliver these projects. So we have quite a large sort of multifaceted team that I need to be able to understand what's going on in each of those teams, and making sure that if we change something in one aspect of the wind farm, that everyone else really knows about it. So it is very much a project management role. We need to look at, you know, manage our budgets, manage our project program, but then also make sure that we're using our resources efficiently and making sure that, yeah, like any little change in one aspect of the project, understanding what those knock-on effects will be to the other aspects of the project. So I think being well organized is definitely helpful. And then, yeah, being able to collaborate not just internally with the project teams, but also externally with community and government agencies as well.
Well, as you said there, in what you're going to be delivering and so forth. So originally, from what I can understand, it was 267 turbines with the maximum blade tip height of 165 metres. You are now, Tilt Renewables are now proposing to change that to 220 turbines and increase the maximum blade tip height to 250 metres. So, of course, we can understand the change in a way, but let our listeners know a little bit about that change and what you are now proposing.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, you know, when this project was first approved, it was approved back in 2018. But since then, we've actually seen quite a lot of advances in wind turbine technology. And what that's done is resulted in more efficient turbines that can produce a similar amount of energy, but from less of them. So to take advantage of this, what we've done is proposed to use, yes, larger turbines that are available on the market today, but fewer of them. So that's one of the key things we're looking to modify in our original consent.
Okay, and in relation to, I suppose, the blades and so forth, now one of the issues that has come up quite a bit and is getting quite strong in the movement is Australia being able to manufacture a lot of these blades and, you know, not just blades, but a number of manufacturing that needs to be done through renewable energy projects. What's your thoughts on that subject in relation to, again, Australia being able to produce these materials?
Yeah, and look, again, I think it does need to be a coordinated approach. I think we have had manufacturing in the past. Tilt Renewables has used towers manufactured before for our projects in Australia. I think there are opportunities there, but again, it's probably not led by a single developer. It really needs to be a coordinated approach with industry and government to start to really bring these manufacturing opportunities into Australia again. We are seeing the growth of renewables, so it would be great to see what we can do here within Australia, and noting that, you know, we are seeing significant supply chain constraints. I think there are opportunities there for Australia to sort of stymie some of these constraints and try and help support these projects that we're trying to get off the ground.
And of course, this is going to require, it's got on, of course, the Tilt Renewables website, that's going to require roughly about 800 staff during construction, 47 full-time jobs during its operational life, which is quite a bit in that respect compared to a lot of other wind farms. But in relation to, so as I said earlier, 130 kilometres east of Dubbo and near the townships of Cooler and Cassilis, hopefully I've pronounced those ones right. Yep. Your community engagement and stakeholder engagement in the area, because of course with that amount of workers, things will change for the area. You've got to bring the blades in. There's a lot of roads, a lot of numerous of things that need to come online and at the right time, but you also of course need the support of the local community. How are you approaching your social license to operate in those regions?
Yeah, so we do a lot of community consultation. We have obviously the CCC. We have a lot of community newsletters that go out. We're also looking to do another workshop in the coming months to really talk about some of those cumulative impacts, particularly focusing on accommodation, workers' accommodation and other aspects of the wind farm to get a real feel from the community of what they want to see out of it. We're quite active with our benefit sharing programs, so really understanding what the communities are after in terms of benefit sharing and being able to have a quite a bespoke approach for each project and each community so that we can get really like the best outcomes comes for the community.
Okay, so we're speaking to Maya Barnett and of course she is presenting the Liverpool Range Wind Farm at the Connecting Renewable Energy Conference New South Wales on October 27. Maya, let's get into a little bit about yourself. You're working with a large team. You're the leader of that team in a lot of respects. You're one of the biggest projects, one of a very huge project in that respect for Tilt Renewables. How do you keep yourself sane doing this?
Work-life balance, I suppose, Kieran. No, I really love it. I really enjoy it. I feel like when I do roles like this, it really cements all those years of experience I've done in various aspects of renewables development. So I don't really think of it, I don't really get concerned about sort of the scale. I like to break it down and think about all the different aspects and talk to people and go out and talk to the community, talk to our landowners and try and, you know, I think the important thing to understand is with these projects, it's a very iterative process. So, you know, we need to make changes as we progress and as more information comes on board. And I really enjoy, you know, those challenges that we see. And I think that's one of the reasons I really love the development side of things is that looking at all those different opportunities and things that we can change to make the project better before we've kind of got ourselves locked into delivering the project. Also love working really closely with our delivery teams. We have our Rye Park Wind Farm, which is just north of Yass that's currently being constructed, and working really closely with them, having a number of sort of lessons learned, understanding, you know, what worked well, what didn't work well, and how we can embed that into the Liverpool process. I feel like when we develop projects, it's always learning. So I feel like I'm always learning on the job and always learning more about the industry. Obviously, there's technology changes, but as the industry matures, there's also more challenges and things like you say, we've got bigger turbines, bigger blades, bigger challenges to sort of solve. And I think I really love that problem solving. So I don't know, I think I just really love it, to be honest. And I just enjoy that side of things. And I guess the greater objective of having more renewables operating in our network.
Yes, you do sound very passionate, and it is, of course, to be able to do anything that you do. It's like between a job and career, isn't it? You've got to love what you do, and you work long hours, I suspect, and it's all about how you motivate yourself and get up every day. And part of, as you said, the learning process and being involved at the forefront of the industry, it sounds like you're having a great time in that respect. Let's get on to Tilt Renewables. So as I said earlier, they're part of an Australian-owned renewable and energy consortium powering Australia Renewables. And they're also, you know, one of the largest owners of wind and solar generation in Australia. And I think it also says, and the largest renewable energy generator after Snowy Hydro. That's a big company to be involved with. Tell us a little bit about Tilt Renewables.
Yeah, that's right. So Tilt's actually been around for quite some time. And, you know, it was originally spun out of Trustpower back in 2016. And as you say, we were acquired last year by the Power and Australian Renewables Group. And what that acquisition's seen is it's sort of a merging of Power and Tilt Renewables. We have over 1.3 gigawatts of installed renewables generation capacity. And we continue to be an owner, operator, and developer of renewable energy and storage projects in Australia. So what that means is when we develop projects, we actually will be there through the operational life of them as well. And so we always take on board those operational learnings, those delivery learnings, you know, and bring that back into the development side of things. So I think having a merging of those two companies has really just cemented, I suppose, our market share, but also helped us to really develop our processes across all of those assets and get that best practice really embedded down in the organisation.
Okay, and finally, just back onto the actual project, so the Liverpool Range Wind Farm. Now, of course, as I said, you're presenting at the Connecting Renewable Energy Conference New South Wales, October 27. And, of course, a lot of that is about the supply chain. They attend these type of conferences and they're looking forward, and when I say forward into the future, in relation to taking advantage of some of the supply chain opportunities within procurement and so forth. And, of course, there's a long list there, but what are some of the things that you do see that people, or the supply chain, I should say, may be able to get involved with this project?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of challenges, I think, with supply chain and resourcing generally, not just in our industry, I think Australia and globally, really, post-COVID. I think with what we're trying to do with Liverpool and what I'll be talking about a bit more on the day is how we're developing this project and how we're doing things a little bit differently to what we've done in the past, particularly in relation to the design and procurement of the project, and sort of a little bit about why we've taken that different approach and what we hope to achieve with that. We'll also talk a little bit, you know, about the project timeline and how it currently aligns with that Central West Orana RES and a little bit more about what's going on there. But finally, yeah, we'll talk about, you know, what we're currently seeing in the supply chain, some of those challenges and those opportunities out there for suppliers and how to basically get in touch with us. I think what we're trying to do, and I won't go into great detail today, don't want to spoil the surprise for the conference, but, you know, looking at doing things, pulling a few things out early that we would ordinarily do later stage in the project. We're trying to bring a lot more of that design work forward. We're bringing a lot of that procurement forward and to try and really lock down some of those supply chain issues as well. So I think it'll be a great discussion on what opportunities there are out there for suppliers. I'd also invite everyone to take a look at the project online, which you can get at liverpoolrangewindfarm.com.au, or you can contact us directly at liverpoolrangewindfarm@tiltrenewables.com. We are also currently on public exhibition for our modification application. That closes on the 17th of October, and we are currently taking submissions. So I would love to hear from you. So you can access the submissions through the New South Wales Planning Portal. And if you have any other questions on the project, please don't hesitate to get in contact with us.
Okay, well, believe it or not, and as usual, and I always say that at the end of the podcast, we are at the end, Maya. Thank you very much for joining us. As I have said, if you do want to get onto the procurement opportunities and learn a lot more about the Liverpool Range Wind Farm, get onto the Connecting Renewable Energy Conference New South Wales. It's on October 27th. Go to www.connectingindustry/events.com.au and you can get onto that event on October 27th. But Maya, thank you very much for joining us. It's been very interesting and great talking to you.
Thank you, Kieran. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kieran Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.